The congregation is invited to look at the insert where it has our Lord's Prayer, the conclusion. We speak together the conclusion with the meaning that is written in bold. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I read that little bit from the Large Catechism too, which goes further, continuing to explain this. Thus, God has briefly set before us the afflictions that may ever beset us in order that we may never have an excuse for failing to pray. But the efficacy of prayer consists in our learning also to say amen to it. That is, not to doubt that our prayer is surely heard and will be granted. This word is nothing else than an unquestioning affirmation of faith on the part of one who does not pray as a matter of choice, matter of chance, but knows that God does not lie since he has promised to grant his requests. Where such faith is wanting, there can be no true prayer. Therefore, they receive nothing, as St. James says, if anyone prays, let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from God. No doubting. We pray in that final conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to emphasize two words here in that sentence in the concluding part. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thine. Amen. During Lent, we have thought about all the parts of this holy prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, teaches us to pray. We started with Ash Wednesday, thinking of our Father. And we followed through each of the petitions on the Wednesdays of Lent. And then Maundy, Thursday, lead us not into temptation. Good Friday, but deliver us from evil. Or as we noted there, deliver us from the evil one. And now, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus gave us this prayer. If you follow the sermon notes with a few little blanks. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer confesses that God's kingdom is more important than any other earthly nation or power. There is no other nation or power that is higher. We state our allegiance and faith in God above everything in heaven and on earth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That's how we conclude the prayer. It doesn't belong to any human power or institution. It's God's kingdom and power and glory. Every time we pray this, I hope that sticks into your mind. Every time you say or sing the Lord's Prayer, for thine, you are saying to God, I pray and I am saying and I believe that your kingdom is more important than anything else in this world. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. To know that Jesus won victory over death by rising from the dead gives us the confidence that this kingdom For thine is the kingdom is different from any other kingdom. No other kingdom, no other power raises us back to life except Jesus Christ himself. And so when we pray that, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, that is a prayer of life. That is a prayer of hope. That is a prayer of resurrection. So for thine, your kingdom. And the last word, amen. If you will look at that point two, it is true. Amen, it comes from the Hebrew, means it's not false, it's true, and I believe it. There's truth there, it's solid, and that comes into the Greek. And Jesus would often say, truly, truly, I say to you. He is making an oath. He said, this is a very absolute certain thing I'm going to say to you. It gives me joy. That's the way to say it. It gives me joy to this day to think about when we were missionaries in Ghana from 1993 to 98. We were with the Kankomba people. And there was no written language for the Kankomba people yet at that time. Now there's a Bible and some other things are being written. But you are trying to witness and tell the Bible stories and get the truth of the gospel to people. Many believed and came to faith. But it was interesting what had already been in place when I came, what they used for the word amen. And many churches, even no matter what language, they might say amen or something like that, which is fine. But it was interesting. In that little Kankomba area, in that little untranslated language, no writing for it at that time, instead of amen, they said ibamoi. Ibamoi. Isa, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Porin Nibian Ayumbu, ibamoi. And that word ibamoi means, in their language, it's true. And they would use it in conversation all the time. If you're telling someone a story and the person would just say, yeah, I hear you, understand, that's true, ibamoi, ibamoi, ibamoi. So when they prayed in the name of Jesus, or they prayed Jesus' prayer, our Lord's prayer that he gave, and they said ibamoi, in their language, they're saying, this is true. It's true. To see how certain and how important amen is at the end of this prayer and all our prayers, I put down 1 Corinthians 1 there, which helps us understand this further. You can fill in the second sentence too. Jesus Christ has God sworn yes to save us. Yes to save us. From 1 Corinthians 1, written there, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, this is Paul writing, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. Just stop there for a moment. Paul is telling the church, the Christians in Corinth, what we proclaim to you, me and Timothy and Silvanus, what we proclaimed to you wasn't like, oh, maybe you can be saved. Oh, maybe you're good enough. Oh, maybe you'll rise from the dead. Oh, maybe your sins are forgiven. No, 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 no. Yes, you are saved. Yes, he is risen from the dead. Yes, you can pray to God and trust in him. It was not yes and no. Salvation in Christ is yes. He continues, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. The promises to be with us, to forgive us, to give us life everlasting, to bless us in Christ are always yes. Continuing, that is why it is through him that we utter amen to God for his glory. In Christ, God says yes to us. Yes, you're forgiven. Yes, you're my daughter. Yes, you're my son. Yes, I will take you to heaven. And Paul says, in him we utter amen. It is true. Amen, at the end of the Lord's Prayer, is to say with faith, everything that I have just prayed in the Lord's Prayer, all those petitions which Jesus taught us to pray, yes, this is the truth. Amen. Iba moi. It is true. Saying amen at the Lord's Prayer or any of our prayers means I believe. I agree. It's true. It's not, at least in the circles I grew up in, it wasn't so much for Lutherans to say amen after a statement of praise or blessing, but I've gotten better and better at it. People will say to me, God bless you, or God heal you, or God is watching over you. And we should feel very free to say amen. It's true. In Jesus, this good thing you said, this comfort you gave me, is true. Amen. Do you agree?
Amen.
Jesus loves you, and he has risen for you. He forgives you your sins. He calls you brother and sister. He gives you life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Still was a little bit weak. Jesus loves you, and he's risen from the dead, and he forgives your sins, and he gives you everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. It's true. Believe and hold to that. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, in your Son's death and resurrection, you say yes to us. You forgive us our sins. You call us to be your own. You call us to faith. You call us to the strengthening of faith. All these promises you make in Jesus and yet you do in our lives, we thank you for it. Heavenly Father, help us to believe and live in your promises every day. Help us to say together, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.